arts news from around the area. Welcome to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, promoting and supporting the arts, arts organizations, and artists throughout Greater Kalamazoo on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.
And a good Saturday morning, cloudy, 23 degrees, feels like 17 with that west-southwest wind at about 5 miles an hour. As mentioned, this morning's edition of Creative Cafe brought to you by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo and your host, Kristen Chesick.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Creative Cafe. I'm Kristen Chesick, the Executive Director of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, and we're so happy to be here with you this morning. Later on in the program, I will have a guest with me, Jean Fields. She has a new exhibit that we're launching next Friday in the Weston Gallery in the Epic Center called Dare to Be Aware. But before we get there, we have a whole bunch of things to tell you about this morning, the first of which is a new Community Partners Grant Program that just came out. Michigan Arts and Culture Council, that's our state arts council. We like them mostly because they give us money to give to you in the community, but they're really good people too. And they've just announced this new Community Partners Grant Program. This grant is a competitive grant program that exists to strengthen communities by encouraging us to work collaboratively with artists and culture bearers to explore cultural traditions and heritage and share in the creative process of the arts and culture where collaboration is integral. So the grants are from $10,000 to $20,000. It's a cash or in-kind match, which if you are familiar with Michigan Arts and Culture Council, that's generally the way they do it. They bring money to the table. You have to bring money to the table. But this is a fairly sizable grant coming from state of Michigan. So $10,000 to $20,000, if you have a program that you would like to see happen through this grant program, we're here to help get you started, get you into their portal to be able to sign up and then be able to apply for this grant. The deadline for application, let me see here. We're looking at, I believe it's March 31st. That is correct. Okay. And if you're a nonprofit and you're physically located in the state of Michigan and your facilities are open and accessible to the public, and you can get this project done between May and September of this year, then this is the grant program for you. So give us a call down there at the Arts Council, 342-5059. We'll get you hooked up and get you some of this great funding available to us. And you're not going to want to miss all of the fabulous things that are happening in Kalamazoo this week, starting, well, today. At 3 o'clock and then again at 5:30, the Kalamazoo Civic Theater has audition workshops. So if you've ever thought, geez, maybe I want to be on stage, but maybe I don't know anything about doing that, and I'm afraid to even take the first step, these audition workshops are just for you. You get to go and learn all about the audition process, see the folks that would be auditioning you later in the process. They're doing, at 3 o'clock, they're doing polka dots. That is youth ages 9 to 18. And then at 5:30, they're doing an audition workshop for Hunchback of Notre Dame. So I think that must be coming up, which will be a lot of fun to see. On Tuesday next week, you can go to Art Break, which I don't know how long has been Art Break around, but it must be decades now that they have been doing a Tuesday at noon conversation with different artists. This week, it's the Chrysalis Institute for Emerging Artists, a model for BIPOC creators. That's happening in person at the Kalamazoo Institutes of Arts. And this is it. This is your last chance to see two exhibitions at the Kalamazoo Nature Center. They are closing this weekend. So Up in the Air, Birds Navigating the Anthropocene. And it has literally taken me all 2 months of saying that to get that word correct. So you want to see that, and then you're also going to want to see their other exhibition called Going, Going, Gone, which is going, going, and going to be gone after this weekend. On Sunday this week, you can see Modern Marvels by the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. They're in the Dalton Recital Hall, so it's a little different, so get to the right place on that. But it sounds like an absolutely fantastic concert you're not going to want to miss. It's a symphony chamber concert. So a little bit different for them. Also on Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the music world, Lake Street Dive is going to be at Miller Auditorium, which is cool. I saw them a few years ago up at Meyer Gardens and thought that they were absolutely fantastic, and it's so great that they're coming back in the winter to Miller Auditorium. It's a 7 o'clock performance. This weekend also opens a couple of different theater things. Last night, Book of Mormon played at Miller Auditorium, and it will be playing again today, 2 o'clock, if you want to see that. And you know, you might want to see that, because we do have Kalamazoo native Trinity Posey in the cast. So looking forward to seeing her on stage. And then in other theater things, Dontrell, Who Kissed the Sea, is happening. That opened last night at WMU University Theater, and that's a collaboration with Face Off Theater Company. So the two of those theater companies got together, and they're running this weekend and next weekend, so you're not going to want to miss that. The Great Leap also opened last night, so theater meets basketball down at the Farmers Alley Theater, and that will be running for 3 weekends. So it's tons of things for us to see and do in Kalamazoo this week. Claiborne Park, also in the theater world. Claiborne Park is going to open next Friday. So not this weekend, but next weekend at the Kalamazoo Civic Auditorium. And for those of you who are not familiar with that show, it's two acts. It's set 50 years apart. Act one actually takes place in 1959. And it takes place right at the end of Lorraine Hansberry's Raisin in the Sun. So if you were wondering why the Kalamazoo Civic Theater was doing Raisin in the Sun and then backing it right up with Claiborne Park, that's why. So it's a very well-written show, and I don't think you're going to want to miss that. And that's going to play through February 12th. We have all sorts of visual arts for you. I've already mentioned a couple of them at the Nature Center, but Western Michigan University also has a couple of them there at the Richmond Center for Visual Arts. A very interesting collection that they have actually pulled from their archives, and the exhibition is called All Together Now, Contemporary Prints. And so these contemporary prints are from all over. So you're going to see Joseph Albers, you're going to see Terry Allen, you're going to see Jim Dine, Leon Gloob, and Ellsworth Kelly, just to name a couple of folks in this collection of contemporary prints. And they've got that running through February 25th. And then Ginger Owen Mirakami has an exhibition that is running through the end of February that's showing right now at Western Michigan University called Girl's Own Guide. And so this is actually featuring Wet Plate Collodium, so it's going to take me all month to actually pronounce that correctly now, images inspired by the girl's own book, which was actually published in 1834 by Lydia Marie Child. She was an American abolitionist and a women's rights activist, so you're not going to want to miss that as well. And then, of course, coming up next week, we, in our very own Weston Gallery at the Epic Center, we have a new exhibit called Dare to Be Aware, Our World Needs You. And coming up right after the break, we are going to talk with the artist Gene Fields. So stay tuned for that. And you can catch everything I just talked about on our website at www.kalamazooarts.org. We'll be right back.
Kalamazoo is rich in arts and culture. Our commercial, educational, and creative economies thrive when our community has spaces and places to connect and outlets for creative expression. The arts improve individual well-being, drives tourism, sparks creativity, and strengthens our bonds. The Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo encourages you to give to an arts organization of your choosing. We are better together because of the arts. Visit KalamazooArts.org to see all of the happenings in our community. That's KalamazooArts.org or on any of our social media platforms. This message is brought to you by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, proudly supporting more than 200 artists and arts organizations in our community. The Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo exists to infuse arts and culture into the commercial, educational, and creative economies of our region.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.
All right, and we're back. Welcome back to Creative Cafe. I'm Kristen Chesick, the Executive Director of the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, and it's my pleasure this morning to be talking with Jean Fields, area artist, and she has an upcoming exhibit in the Weston Gallery. But before we get to all of that, Jean, what is your favorite morning beverage?
Oh, it's simple. Coffee.
Coffee? Just coffee?
Coffee.
Straight up coffee?
Straight up.
A lot of it?
Black.
Or? Yeah?
Serious.
Seriousness.
Yes, serious.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, good. I have to say I am in that camp. So I understand completely. You've painted professionally for the past 25 years. Is that correct?
Yes. Pretty accurate there.
Okay. And your work is based on realism, but you say that you explore truth through your painting. Can you first tell us how it was that you became a painter?
I've always loved being creative, and it took me a while to discover that and then to channel it. Once I understood that, I realized I needed to be in the arts. And arts, if you're really committed, involves telling your truth. So I became a painter that way, but actually first a sculptor.
Okay.
And in my work, you will, and at this show, you will see sculpture, painting, assemblage, all kinds mm-hmm. of different mediums in use. And
yeah, and I'm interested. I think it's fascinating how people stumble upon or maybe are introduced to a certain medium, either in sculpture or painting. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how that all came to be?
Well, here's a weird thing. I was involved in the decorative concrete field for over 20 years. And decorative concrete.
Okay.
Coloring and imprinting concrete.
Uh-huh.
And I came to it because of my desire for creativity, even though I needed to earn a living, which wasn't happening in my art experience.
Okay.
So in that, I watched people broadcast color onto wet concrete and actually even paint pictures on wet concrete using color, cementitious color in that case.
Okay.
In my case, I thought this is applicable to art. And so I started working for quite a while on unprimed canvas and broadcasting paint, and in this case, latex paint, and squirting it with squirt bottles, similar actually to I had seen concrete artists also doing with their decorative work.
Uh-huh.
So this became an interesting avenue to pursue. That was just one of the ways I went.
So what mediums do you work in now in painting?
I use oil a lot, mm-hmm. Some acrylic. I do in paint. I still do a little bit with latex. I add all kinds of things like fossils and glass and glitter, and you'll find it all there in some of the works you're going to see. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
And does that also inform your sculpture? Is your sculpture a little bit more about found object or natural objects?
Yes, all of the above. Okay. Found, natural, mm-hmm. and actually a little bit of wood carving you'll see there. So, yeah.
And how did you become interested in wood carving?
Well, way back when I first got involved in art in an educational way, the focus for me was sculpture. It wasn't painting. So I did a lot of wood carving and bronze casting, things like that early on. It's kind of moved away, got more involved with painting. Mm-hmm. But yes, and I've kind of wanted to keep it all going. I have not wanted to choose. I know you're supposed to.
Okay. Well, not being a visual artist, I guess I don't know you're supposed to choose, but it sounds like you've made a go of it in many different mediums. The show that you're going to be showing your work at the Weston Gallery at the Arts Council beginning on Friday, February 3rd. The exhibition is entitled Dare to Be Aware, Our World Needs You. What's the show about?
I think if you walked in there, you would think it was political.
Okay.
But I really have a cause in terms of dividing our issues that are facing our world away from the political and into the humanitarian. I think that's the only way we'll solve our problems. So I hope what you'll see is work that both informs, like a mother with a starving child,
mm-hmm.
but awakens your compassion. I hope you feel a lot of love.
Uh-huh.
It's really about love. I don't think we'll save the planet unless we love it. I don't think we'll save our future for the children unless we love to do that. So
right.
I hope people see that.
All right. When we started this conversation, you talked about exploring your truth. So it sounds like activism, motivating and encouraging activism, is something that kind of gets to the heart of who you are as a human being. And it seems to be then also in very deeply embedded into your work. Can you talk a little bit about what you mean by activism?
I believe that activism can be done in large strokes, but I also believe it can be done in very tiny ways. So some of mine have been small, and I'll encourage others. Like perhaps you decide with your laundry to get those little sheets that are embedded with soap, and you throw those in your laundry rather than drawing from that giant plastic jug. Just think about all the jugs that are going to the landfill. It's actually a frightening thought. So maybe it's just a little thing you do, and maybe you get a gift and you give it to your friend. And your friend decides that's the way they're going to go, and that friend tells a friend, tells a friend, tells a friend. To me, that's taking it out of politics, and that's taking it personal and personal responsibility.
Okay. And so, and your work encourages activism, or you, at least you would like it to encourage people to see your work, feel something, and then be motivated to act. Can you talk a little bit? You just mentioned a mother holding a starving child. I think there's another piece we're going to see of a young African-American man, but there's guns in the background. What do you want people to feel, or what do you want them to take away from what they're seeing?
It's been so interesting to me to observe that this issue of waking up each day to so many more people being murdered on our streets, it's very interesting that no matter which side politically you identify yourself and no matter what you hear from the top, the majority of people don't want that happening. They
right.
don't want to feel like their kid is going to school, going to get shot, which was the case of this young man.
Okay.
That was, gunned down, protecting another child while he was on a bus.
Okay.
So that's a big thing for me. Another one is trash. There's a sculpture you'll see that's a wire sculpture. It's stuffed with beach trash.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In that case, I invited a grandniece to go with me. We did about, 800 yards of beach, and it filled that wire sculpture. We can be better than that.
I gotcha. Okay. Your work is for sale?
It definitely is.
Okay.
Yes. You'll see a few prices.
Okay. All right. And where can we find out about more about you and your work?
Well, I have a website. I regularly post to Facebook. I'm on Instagram. And actually, mid-October through mid-January 2023, you'll see another art display at the Richland Library if you'd like to put that on your calendar for upcoming events. So there's lots of ways.
Okay.
Love to hear from you.
Yes. But they can actually come and see you. Next Friday, February 3rd, from 7 to 9 p.m., we're having an opening night reception for your Dare to Be Aware exhibition. You'll be there?
Oh, I definitely will, so I need an audience. Please come.
All right, and we will definitely, we'll be there too, and we hope that everybody comes down to take in these works of art by Jean Fields. Jean, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure, completely. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time this morning to join us at the Creative Cafe. The arts are a vast subdivision of culture composed of many creative endeavors and disciplines. Art can include forms as diverse as prose writing, poetry, dance, acting, or drama, film, music, sculpture, photography, illustration, architecture, collage, painting, craft, and fashion. The Arts Council strives to support all these art forms and the creators that bring the art to us. But we can't do it alone. If you are a local business looking to deepen your connection to the community, consider an arts sponsorship. It creates visibility, improves your company's reputation, and generates traffic through your business both online and through sales. Sponsorships also help keep ticket prices down to allow for more access to arts events in our community. If you are looking to support your community and drive business to your business, contact the Arts Council at kalamazooarts.org and we'll help you find a sponsorship that's right for you. It's a win-win. Now you know.